The scenes from the Southern California fires that we've all been able to watch on the newscasts, various online video feeds, have certainly been terrifying and horrendous. At the same time, the efforts of the firefighters, first responders, that's all been monumental. At the same time, the victims of the fires are, to say the least, facing some pretty heavy unknowns about what even tomorrow's going to hold for them. My first guest today heads an organization that features military veterans and civilians who respond to these disasters with help and assistance in a variety of ways, all of which you can give your support to. We'll get to that as we talk with the CEO of Team Rubicon, Art Dela Cruz. Thanks for being here today, Art.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
TeamRubiconUSA.org, the website. We have it at our homepage as a link. And as you hear about what Team Rubicon is doing in Southern California, I kind of believe that you'll want to join me in giving your support financially so their work can continue. And with that in mind, or talk about what is it that Team Rubicon comes into a disaster zone. You've been in Haiti. You've been all around the world. You're 180,000 plus strong. What is the work that you guys focus on?
Yeah, so, you know, Team Rubicon is a veteran-led humanitarian organization. We try to help communities before, during, and after disasters and crises, and it depends on the disaster. You know, the common factor is we're able to identify the people who are impacted by a hazard. You know, we're able to understand their need, and then we assemble trained volunteers with the right tools, the right process, to get in there, work efficiently, and, you know, make things better for, you know, a survivor who's facing, you know, a task 100 long of things they need to get done to begin their recovery. And we're taking, you know, 5 or 10 off that list to try to help them. And we do it all at no cost to the survivors.
And what's the scene been like in Southern California?
Yeah, the scene is surreal. You know, Chris, if you can imagine, you know, all of those views that people are seeing on the television, and then you add, you know, the smells and the smoke, and you begin to sense the tension in the air for the citizens. So what we are trying to do in this moment of time, one of the people, and you referenced them early in the show, and thanks for calling them, you know, these incredible heroes, is they're doing what they do best. These are men and women who've been trained to fight fires and to do the, you know, critical functions of law enforcement. So our volunteers are trying to do the things that maybe aren't a priority for them. They've asked us to, you know, run points of distribution for areas where power's been turned off and provide water and ice. They've asked us to clear debris in areas that aren't on fire where debris has been put on the ground. They've asked us to go into communities close to these fires and, you know, help with home ignition zones. And today, our volunteers are side by side with the California National Guard, with sheriffs and police officers at these access points as the fire is beginning to be under control, to make sure that the people there have the proper information. They understand the dangers of going into a zone because of, you know, toxins, and they, you know, begin to have an ear that's going to listen to them and share the process and the way ahead for them. So really, really critical functions right now.
And as I mentioned, too, there are victims of these fires, as well as the firefighters and first responders. A sudden change in the Santa Ana winds can bring out a whole new situation where advances have been made. And I'm assuming that through military service, some in battle, some in not, but nevertheless, you can identify with that feeling and probably help give emotional relief to people saying it looks confusing, it looks like a heavy-duty deal, but here's something that I went through, and I can help you get through this too.
Yeah, and it's not just the words that you articulated in these discussions with these survivors, it's also the actions. You know, our military veterans have skills, experience, unique education, where they can apply leadership and compliance with safety and process and decision-making that, again, not only, you know, eases the survivor's mind and comforts them, it also, you know, prevents future disasters, and that, you know, again, someone doesn't get hurt, or somebody is informed, or someone is, you know, connecting, you know, with better services. Those are all things that we, you know, leverage through the investment people have made in men and women who join the services, and now we're using them again in communities with incredible return.
Certainly, as observers of what's been unfolding, we've seen the fire aspect, and we've been hearing the people aspect, but it sounds like you guys take care of a lot of the unseen. For example, there's a risk of landslides that's increasing in certain areas. So I can imagine through experience, route clearance has got to become a priority, and any help that can assist in making that a less of a hassle, less of a problem for the first responders so they can get to where they need to go. That certainly sounds like a role that you guys can play.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that we pride ourselves on is, you know, through our actions, we generate really positive consequences. You talked about route clearance. You know, if there's a hurricane that's going to hit Florida, we are positioned and ready to go, you know, 72 hours prior, and we understand the urgency of getting, you know, debris off the roadways so ambulances, first responders, firefighters can get through there, which is what we see in Los Angeles. You know, we are before another potential disaster, and that's mudslides like you talked about with, February, a couple weeks out on the horizon. We know it's the rainy time here in California. And if mitigations aren't put into place now, a new disaster is going to impact recovery and potentially some of the homes that were spared by this fire. So, you know, we know that that's something there's urgency to now to prevent a future disaster.
So with Art Dela Cruz, who's the CEO of Team Rubicon, TeamRubiconUSA.org, their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Turning to Team Rubicon, and I mentioned you're 180,000 plus strong. You go to where the disasters are. You know no boundaries or borders. You just care about helping the people, getting the work done to recover and helping the people cope with what's happening around them. Explain what the volunteer process is. What is it? Who is it that you're looking for, and what is expected of them?
Yeah, here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for people across the country who say, when I can, I'm going to help. I'm looking for people who say, you know, not just empathy where you feel what other people are feeling in a disaster. I need people with a sense of compassion where they say I can contribute in some form or fashion. And I don't need firefighters. I don't need, you know, very specialized skills. I just need someone who says, hey, I'm willing to be trained. I'm willing to give you my time and energy, and it might be mobilizing people remotely from your computer for 2 hours in a night, or it might be sleeping on a cot with 100 other volunteers, you know, close to the field doing some, you know, dirty grunt work. They're all extremely valuable. And I know your listeners here are in New Jersey. We've got 180,000 volunteers, and we've got an incredible community in there in New York, and you're going to respond in places like Maine. You're going to respond in places like South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida after hurricanes. Everybody can be a part of the solution if they, you know, prepare and they're willing to give their time for somebody else. And here's the final point about it, and it will feel really good to help.
Oh, without a doubt. They're not just limited to New Jersey. I always say this because of streaming and podcasts, there's really no such thing as local radio. There are, I have no doubt, people in California right now that are hearing us and thinking, well, this is as close to my backyard as is possible, and this is something I could become a part of, if not through physical volunteering. Art, as you said, you don't charge for the work that you guys do. That includes deployment expenses, volunteer training, materials, on-ground services. That's where the financial power of the people plays a role, does it not?
Yes, for sure. You know, the listeners out there across the country who, and I use the word invest instead of donate very intentionally, because our goal is to take that and deliver services at no cost that aren't, you know, just a moment in time. You can imagine the impact. You fundamentally change the life of a person if you stabilize their housing. You know, if you provide an opportunity for a kid to be in a safe environment, you know, if you do work that nobody else will do, that's incredibly valuable as we move forward. So I thank, you know, all of you in advance for anybody who's willing to join and invest in our mission.
And Team Rubicon, for you listening, they are one of the legit organizations. There's a lot of pop-ups. There's a lot of groups that maybe you haven't heard before that are deserving of support for the work they do. And Team Rubicon is one of those. They're recipients of 100% four-star rating by Charity Navigator. Their financials are divided up the way they should be divided up, with the victims and those that they help are receiving the lion's share by far of what is donated. I'm hoping that you listening will join me, because I never ask you to do something I won't do, but I'm not going to do something to the point where you think, well, he did that, so I don't have to. So I want you to join me in donating $25 by going to TeamRubiconUSA.org and make sure that the work that Team Rubicon does can always get the job done. We've been joined by the CEO of Team Rubicon, Art De La Cruz. Art, stay safe, stay successful, and thank you so much for the difference that you make in our world.